When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
We get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends, as always, at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. What is going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton?
In
Bill?
Creighton.
I still laugh at that one. I like Stone.
I mean, he was very overrated.
There's a lot of stone in that building.
We're still like this. Me and Sip showed up, we thought it was going to be like Yellowstone.
I thought it was going to be a fortress.
Compared to other buildings in the area, there's a lot of stone.
There's a lot of stone. 70th and Pioneer, it's incredible.
There's a lot of stone.
Well, Steve and Jake, the sayings, can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Oh, no.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks. They're having the Knox County Dog Show, Dog Trick Show. So everyone's bringing in their dogs every hour from 8:44 8:44, 9:44, 10:44, and then they go come back at 1:44.
Okay.
There's a 22-minute show, and everyone brings their dogs and brings their dogs in, and they do a the tricks that they have taught them
at the bank.
So there'll be some jumping over things. That will be play dead. There will be rollover. You name it. Throw a frisbee. It's all happening inside the bank. Inside, so when you walk in, there's going to be about 40 dogs there like that doing stunts. The whole dog show.
Will some of it be outside the bank?
Nope, it'll all be inside, 100% like that. All inside. And then the interesting part's going to be is, you know, there'll be a couple people that are going to say, you know what, this is my old dog, and I taught it a new trick. to counter back at, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Shindy really pushes the envelope.
He does. This is the Knox County Dog Show.
There's going to be multiple dogs in the bank.
Yeah, 40. Yeah, around 40. It's a lot of dogs. All breeds. Yes.
All breeds.
Yes.
Imagine
the mayhem.
A lot of mayhem.
A lot of mayhem. And none of them are on leashes. It's free range.
God, think of those dogs and how happy they'll be. A bunch of smiling dogs.
The one thing I do want to do with Sugar this year, I want to take her to they do the last day of the pool. You can bring your dog to a pool. Sugar would go completely nuts. She would lose it.
I didn't even know they did that.
Yeah, they do that different places. So you can take your
dog.
She'd
never leave, would she?
No, it
would
be
a very tough time getting her out.
It would be because she loves the water, and any other dog that's just someone to play with. Everything's good. Everything's good with Sugar. Yeah.
Okay, so what's it again?
What's that?
What's the saying?
Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Dog
show. Knox County dog show at the Midwest Bank.
Jake, I'm going to tell Jake something.
Yes.
I think we've had this discussion. You're not a dog owner, Jake, but if you just look the next time you see someone walking a dog and look at the dog and watch the smile.
They smile.
They look so happy.
I've seen a dog smile. Yeah,
I've seen a dog smile.
I'm 34 years old. I've seen millions of dogs.
My favorite dog
in my
smile
life.
Is when you pull up like by a light and there's a dog with his head out the window. Happy. And he looks at you just happy. Like,
always happy.
Imagine that's it. That's it. What do you want to do? Damn. I want to ride in the back seat of this car with my head out the window.
Or just go for a walk.
Just go for a walk. That's all I want to do.
There's a question from somebody. It says, yes. Can I renew my CD and teach my dog a new trick at the same time?
Absolutely. Banking will absolutely take place. Banking never stops. That's a great question from the text line. Yes. So we appreciate the text line very much. On
is anything. There anything else they wonder about Midwest Bank today?
So there any
they just
want to
be there. They just want to be there.
Yeah. It's a big day.
We do have an update here. Yeah. Thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring out too, by the way. Our friend Jackson in Nashville. So he was in Ibiza. That we announced. That was the way you said that, going from to Barcelona to Nashville.
Yeah.
He texts in 5 minutes ago. He says, update from Barcelona. We somehow missed our flight out of Barcelona to Nashville, and we are stuck. We both thought the flight was at 2:10. It was actually at 1:10. Military time threw us off. We both feel incredibly stupid.
Now what?
We're waiting for confirmation on a new flight, but we are out $1,400.
Ooh.
Neither of us have missed a flight in our life. Of course, the first one we've missed is international flight.
Well,
ouch.
There's one good thing about it. You both thought that's what it was.
Yep, it was not one person.
Not at odds.
If you were just sitting there having a glass of wine and a charcuterie board, and you're like, no, the flight's at 2:00. Just relax. And you get there and it's gone. It was on you. And she, or vice versa, he was saying, no, I think it's at 1:00.
No.
Then it's going to, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be about 24 hours of complete silence.
Ugh.
Just 24 hours of silence. But since you both missed it, find a way to enjoy something about it.
Like, have fun with it.
It is what it is. There you go. It is what it is.
Believer says $1,400 is a hard lesson. Yeah. It is a hard lesson. It's a lesson. Sucks. Gotta learn it.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. On Monday, me and Bill were on to you, Sip. You pulled a fast one on us.
Oh, he pulled one on us. Oh, it was unbelievable.
So let's go back to Monday. If you want to watch the show, you can.
It's probably one of the highest stunts he's ever pulled.
Let's go back. Let's go back.
And I said it right. Go, well, hang on now. Why was three shirt, on khakis.
Yeah, Monday morning. Sip is dressed up. He says, "This is typical attire for me."
Just zip.
Do you understand?
What happened that day, though, Sip?
Yeah, what happened?
You didn't tell us during the show.
No, here's the thing.
Sports show. We're on a sports show.
We did an interview with Matt Rhule on Husker Online, but do you understand it's on video? He can't see what I'm wearing. Yeah. I could have worn no shirt. Well, not no shirt.
You typically dress up for those videos, though.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
You do.
You have an on three shirt.
Also, for not. Hut,
I have a video also, today. Is this dressed up?
Also, though,
pretty nice shirt.
Also, for not
this is an old man.
It's a nice polo.
Armor.
Under Armour.
Yeah, Under Armour.
Remember when you wore the Under Armour shirt with half of the logo was off?
I love
that
shirt.
You wore like once every 4 days.
I love that
shirt. All right, we're going with this half Under Armour just fell off.
I had to throw it away.
But there's never been a time I'm going to the stadium. We have access to this. You had an interview set with the head coach, and you said. But anyway, you said
crickets.
Nothing.
Crickets.
Well, nothing. You held it. You held it.
And it wasn't holding. Yeah, it wasn't just something that because the interview was going to transpire after this show, so it wasn't anything I could.
I know, but you held it.
It wasn't a preview.
Teased it to us or said, "Hey, I'm talking to Rhule today." Yeah. Didn't know until the next day when you wrote about it.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll say, "Hey, do you have any questions? Here's what I'm thinking about asking him."
May.
Yeah,
it is May.
You pulled one.
No. You pulled the point is you pulled a fast one.
Hey, breakers, tell you what, text in. Let us know if you pulled a fast one.
It is mid-May.
All of a sudden, Monday, one of the conversations is like, I'll be talking to the head coach in a couple hours. You know that?
Didn't say that. Just dressed
just
nicely.
Just showed up in khakis. Claimed it was nothing. No hat on.
Dressed that nice.
No hat on.
Do I have a hat on?
No, because Jake didn't gave have a hat
on.
Hats.
Yeah, you had no hat on.
No.
Are you sure about
that?
And then
you took your hat off because you knew you had a big event.
It's true. You did.
This is interesting.
Yeah. Just lies.
Anything from the breakers?
It wasn't lies.
They pulled a fast one.
He pulled a fast one on us.
It was not lies.
Lemon says fast one confirmed on the text line.
Who said it?
It wasn't a fast
one.
Lemon. Yeah. Now we've upset Lemon. That's what we need.
Sip. Simple's number one fan says, don't take that from Sip. He's your number one fan, not even backing you on this one. Fast one.
Patrika.
Somebody else is fast one.
Patrika,
the text line.
Is this the fast one you've known Steve longer
Patrika,
than all
Patrika, weigh in.
Weigh in.
Where are you, by the way?
Did he pull Heyman. A fast one on us here?
Ruhlman, Phil.
Jesse and Milford.
Philman.
Steve pulled the fast one.
Steve.
Yeah, he said he was Steve on that one. It was Steve.
Oh, weird.
Well, anyways, you did talk to Matt Rhule.
What came from that
conversation that we were not a part of, Sip?
I mean, there was a lot. Hold on.
Oh,
special
a lot.
Teams. Special teams.
There was a lot. Interesting. Wow.
There wasn't.
You talked for an hour with.
You talked for an
hour. No, we did not. We did not. 27 minutes. It was not an hour.
Half hour. Yeah. Sorry.
Just uninterrupted. I mean, I think the thing that there's a strange, like, you know, there's like part of the conversation that sort of illustrates how strange college football is to me right now, and that is, okay, so they do have a punter. They have a punter. A rugby style punter.
We don't know the name, though.
From?
They will. Well, that's where it gets
tricky. There's the rub. There's the rub.
There's the tricky part. This is what he said.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hold on. As far as the punter position goes, Eckler wants to utilize the rugby style, as you guys know, wants to go with someone who can punt right-footed and left-footed. And Rule said this, we have a young man all ready to come. We haven't announced his name yet, but we would expect he'll be here on June 1st, getting ready to start workouts on June 2nd. What has people, you know, naturally people are like, wow, why can't you just say his name? Here's why. And I understand. I'm not pushing it. I'm not going to do the, well, we'll get to the bottom of this. We'll find out this kid's name. Don't you worry. No, you know, I don't mind.
I love you said that. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I'm not doing it because what happens is you put his name out there and there will be somebody that goes after him and tries to buy him out from under you. That's the concern.
Okay.
That's the world we're in.
For a punter?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. So they don't want it. They don't want it out, and that's fine. I don't care. I'm not pining to know the guy's name because I've never heard of him anyway, I'm sure. right?
Yeah, I would imagine whenever the name comes out, we'll be like, oh.
No.
It's going to be like, no. Yeah.
No, I'm not all bent.
They got that guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
I still have Camden Cook. I don't know if Camden Cook, I don't know much about, it's the son of Sam, yeah. Right? I don't know if he's a rugby style guy. I don't know. I didn't know this. Johnny Hole can punt. John Hole, as it were. So they have three. You remember last season, they were 125th in net punting. And allowed 10 total block kicks. So they got to get things going there. Oh, he did. Oh, the other part of the conversation, the most interesting part to me, actually, was, again, you got to talk. I'm talking about Shamar Brown. I think it's Shamar Brown.
Yes, Shamar Brown.
Shamar Brown. Yeah.
We thought it was Charmar for a long time. It looks like Charmar. It's Shamar, though. Yes.
So what the deal was. Again, we didn't ask directly about Shamar Brown. We have these conversations in this new world that we're in without, sometimes you just don't name names, but you kind of know what you're getting at. I don't remember the exact question Sean asked Rule, but it was basically about the running back situation and what was your thinking on adding or not adding. And he basically said in the translation, well, I'll read the quote and I'll give you the translation. How's that?
Okay.
He said, this is long, so just dig in, just buckle in. I tell our players that if you're a good player on this team and you produce, you're going to get hit up in the portal every single time. A lot of our guys got hit up. We've allocated the resources the best we can. So we didn't see a lot of need, and he's talking about running back. So we didn't see a lot of need, or we didn't have a lot of resources left to say, let's go out and get a bunch of guys. Okay, then he went on to say the portal was light. The spring portal was light, okay? Now, this is where he got to the running back discussion without saying running back. He said, we saw one player that we thought had a chance to come in and help. Now he's talking about Shamar Brown. Emmett is our number one running back, Johnson. But as the economics started to happen, we're not going to hurt our team by paying an exorbitant amount for someone, significantly more than the guys that they're not starting above. He said guys, but you know what he meant. He's not going to pay Shamar Brown more than Emmett Johnson, which is what you would have had to do. So the translation is Nebraska would have had to pay Shamar Brown an above market number, probably more than Johnson is getting, and didn't want to do that. So that's what the situation is. It's clear to me. They didn't want to pay Shamar Brown more than Emmett Johnson. And they did. And the other thing that he didn't say, but I wonder, is I don't even know if they had the money to do it. And certainly they didn't have that kind of money. That they didn't want to spend that kind of money. I always use the speedboat.
Yeah, when you have a certain budget of some sort.
Absolutely. But,
and it's like, well, should we not take care of this person, this person? This? They might not even be running back.
Right, might be
some other spot. Might be somebody else.
100.
It's like, hang on here now. This value, where's this at? And so it all makes sense when you get it all figured out. And then you hope you stay healthy. But obviously, like I said, when he went someplace else,
Shamar.
Yes. The first thing I said was, I go, that's good news for Nebraska, because they would have paid it if they had to have it. And so obviously they don't feel they have to have it. So that means they feel very comfortable with where they're at. So that's a huge positive. Emmett's got an injury, we've got this happening. We need this spot. We need this spot. You know, if all of a sudden there was a
I got you. I think you're right.
If there was some form of a injury in spring ball to the starting quarterback.
Right.
They would have been looking for a quarterback in the portal.
Gulp.
They would have been looking for a quarterback. And if it was like, hey, there's a potential that he misses significant time next year, they would have been like Tennessee. They'd have been like, we need to find someone at this time to come in here. But you don't need that at the time. So that's just how it's, in my opinion, how it's looked at.
Random thought. Now, I don't even know why I do this, but let's just do it anyway. What do you think Indiana paid for that Cal quarterback? I think his name is Mendoza.
That'd be interesting. I don't think it was ridiculous.
Do you think is he a $1 million guy?
He might be.
He might be. 2 year close. Starter at Cal. He was Cal's right. Franchise.
Probably close.
Probably close to that.
Wow. See, the reason I ask is because that's the kind of quarterback you'd probably have to go get. if you were in Nebraska and Dylan went down, you'd probably go look at a guy like the Cal starter, you know?
Heck, there wasn't a lot
and pay $1 million.
There wasn't a lot of options. I mean, Tennessee really had about one option. That's about it. And they basically, like, it's almost like a trade. They almost swapped.
Joey Aguilar.
Ugh.
Go to Tennessee.
Those two quarterbacks will forever go down in history in comparison. Mm-hmm. Even though they're at different places and opposite ends of the country, mm-hmm. it will still be who comes out of this on top. It'll be like, so if all of a sudden UCLA whips out a 3-9 or 4-8 and it doesn't look good, and Tennessee goes to the playoffs again, mm-hmm. it'll be like, okay, here we go. Nice deal.
The only other thing, I mean, there's a lot, but sticking on the special teams angle, you know, he was asked why they brought in Kyle Cunanan. You know, they have Alvano, Tristan, and they have Hole, John, and they brought, but and so why bring in a kicker? You know, competition. And I think, and he didn't say it, but here's the deal. Alvano was hurt last year. Hole has a soft tissue injury right now. And I'm not speaking for Mike Eckler, but if I were the special teams coach, I'd be like, we better get a kicker in here. Both these guys have been hurt. We only got one. Nico Ottomanelli went into the portal, but he wasn't viable. Rule didn't even mention him by name. So I think you just better get a guy. You had to get a guy in here.
Also, was it a potential of a kickoff specialist? That's always a thing.
There's part of that.
Is he a kickoff specialist?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know, Bill, this is where you come in handy. Sometimes you come in handy.
Thanks. It's like you, Steve. Do I use a semicolon here? Yes, that'd be the perfect spot for it. Thank you.
Now, would you say that if you have a couple kickers with soft tissue injuries, now you got to deal the kickoff deal. You got to work on kickoffs. That puts stress on guys, doesn't it? Kickoff.
Yeah, the torque on your body to be able
looks
to do that.
Like it when they do it.
There's torque, and you're, that's why you have to have a pitch count / whatever. And days off because your foot can't hit the ball every day. You just can't do that. And so it's just,
especially if you have some injury issues.
So you have injury issues and different, but no, you always want to have, you never want to be short. And you also at the same time, you don't need seven walking around kickers. It's like, sometimes it's like, why do we have
three
seven?
Seems like plenty.
Yeah. Three. Yeah. That would be plenty. But when you
understand all that, Jake?
Yeah.
But two of them are injured like that and missed time.
Right.
Missed time, injured. Yes, I'm looking very, very hard.
Now, Eckler had recruited Cunanan when Cunanan was in high school. Cunanan went to Sunny Slope High School. You recognize that? In Phoenix?
In Arizona, yes.
And Cunanan played 2 years at Charlotte. He came from Cal, but he never kicked there. He was only at Cal for a spring. Like, he just was there for a few months. His kicking had occurred at Charlotte. I think he was 16 for 20 on field goals. He's viable. He could be your starting kicker. In fact, come on. I mean, it's the new coordinator brought him in. You know how that usually goes, right?
Yes.
So my money's on Cunanan. He was 14 for 20 on field goals in 15 games at Charlotte. Then went to Cal. And then Nebraska came calling, and here he is.
Here's your update on Sip's fast one conversation with
the fast
Matt Rooley.
One. Pull the fast one.
Pull the fast one.
We got some intel.
Pull the wool over your
eyes. That was unbelievable. And you just walked out here at 9 o'clock just like...
I was whistling.
Anything going on? Nothing here. Nope. Nothing
just
to see
go
here.
Go work out at Planet Fitness now.
Go work out. We're going to do that.
I don't work out.
I'm going to ride the hog. I'll have McSafety push me up from behind this truck.
We have video of that.
We have a video of that. We have a photo.
Photo and video. Share.
It's hard to back those things up.
I would think
on an incline. Break, actually.
But you got McSafety to push you out, and it was awesome.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose, They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.